Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Tammy Hope.
Woo! What are you saying? What are you saying?
The crowd roars, excitement. You gotta join with the excitement.
There's an audience.
Oh my god.
Thank you so much for having me here, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll sign an autograph at the end.
Vibes.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the energy, man. That's the vibe.
Did I bring it? Did you bring the energy.
Okay, do you know what I mean? We've got to get the energy up. Do you know what I mean? Like, vibes.
Don't want to move too much, though, because I don't want to get too hot. You know, I'm wearing the snowsuit, and it's warmer than it need this, so, you know.
So you just wanted to just do promo for your brand?
Every day is promo for my brand, man.
I saw you
the other day wearing it as well. Big up you.
Do you know what I mean? Just a little bit of, you know?
Yeah, you made it look good.
Support your people, them. You know what I'm saying?
Support your people, them.
Even then, you came up to me, and you were like, oh, you haven't bought a...
But you know, I was missing, and I, you know, that's my, but the thing is, and you did,
and
you
I
bought
did.
It way ages ago.
Early, my do you G. know what I mean? Early access, and I bought it, and I accidentally bought the boxers as well.
Did it not fit you?
No, I liked them, but I didn't realise I put it in my basket, and I just paid. Well, and then the order came, and I was like, oh, I bought it.
You bought it, but it makes sense though.
Do you know what I mean?
They're very comfortable, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very comfortable, yeah. Maybe I should, no, I was going to say I should make wearing boxers a thing, but.
No, people are going to start doing that.
Yeah, but they are quite cosy.
Same.
Do you know what I mean?
Quality's
they're quite
there.
Cozy. Well, welcome to the show, man. It's good
Thank
to have you,
you
here.
Faking adulthood.
Faking adulthood. Are you going to talk like this the whole time?
Wait, what accent do you think I have now?
This accent? Is this
I don't
this
know,
real?
Man. I just switched like now. You know me.
Okay.
Right. Wait, what one do you want me to use for this faking adulthood?
This accent is just, it's really something. It's okay.
Which one? The one I'm using currently right now?
It's like a thick Irish accent. I always forget you talk like this.
Yeah, like.
What in my guys, mind.
It's because I do. We're too black. And sometimes when we're alone, it's like, I talk like this, like sister. Auntie Rita.
Okay, cool down.
You see? Cool down.
Relax.
So which one do you want?
Relax. Okay, keep the one you have.
All right, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, guys, you know the vibes. I like to start my show with a complaint of the day. It's very important to me. It's something that I just have to do at all times. I always have a complaint, okay? My first complaint is, okay, let me think about this. Okay, I know my complaint. My complaint today is very simple,
okay.
But it might be a little bit niche.
Okay.
My complaint of the day is people who celebrate their birthdays like a month or so after their birthday has already happened. So it'll be their birthday in July and they'll be like, oh yeah, but my party is like August something. And for me, I feel like you should let it go. You know, if you don't celebrate your birthday in a 2-week window, you need to wait for next year.
Yeah.
Because now what you're doing, yeah, you're interrupting someone else's birthday month.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let it go, you know?
No, it's true.
I just think there should be rules.
Yeah.
And I just feel like people just do whatever they want too much. Your birthday is February 24th. You should celebrate your birthday latest 1st of March. Do you know what I mean? That's 1 week. Don't tell me your party is on the 16th of March or it's the 20-something of March. No, it's done. It's over. You have to now wait till next year and let the people who their birthday's in March, they can now celebrate their birthday and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with you. I feel like, in a way, it's not selfish, but kind of is because it's like, you're not considering other people's birthdays as coming
you're
up.
Not.
Unless like the birthday that you're planning is like some big grand gesture and you're flying everybody out and that's why we're waiting 1 month for it. Fantastic.
That
but
one
if
I
it's
can
just,
do.
If it's just another club event, oh my God, and we're doing banners and your birthday was last month, the feeling of it being special is not even there
it's
anymore.
It's not even there anymore.
Do you know what I mean?
I can't even sing happy birthday from my heart.
Bro, because
it's
like,
not your birthday.
Yeah, it's like...
Let it go.
It's done.
It's done.
Whoever... do people actually do that? Did you just
there's
like make it up?
No, there's people that have done that.
I can't imagine someone... Is it women or men though?
Women.
You see, that's your gender. It's your gender. You people don't know how to just like behave. Can you imagine?
Cool down. It's okay. Yeah. But we know how to behave, but...
Not really.
This
like,
behavior, you know...
Because the thing is, like, I feel like even women, when they do like their birthday parties, there's always like 2-week grace. And the thing is, they always say, the whole month is my birthday. And to be honest, I hear it. Enjoy your life. But
enjoy your
within
life.
That month, fair enough.
Within it.
But after the month finishes
it's
and
over.
You're still going,
It's over.
It's still my birthday. And then you're even saying, oh, no, if anyone didn't wish me a happy birthday, I'm like, sister, rest.
Let it go.
Rest.
You got to let it go. You got to let it go. That's my complaint of the day. It's very niche.
Yeah, it's niche.
It's very niche. It's very specific.
Yeah.
But for the past couple of weeks, my complaints have been like transport related and social media related. So you this one, I thought. I'm sorry.
No, hey, I ain't shaming anyone.
You want to buy me a car? What the hell was that?
Nah, but you have a license though, you can drive?
Yeah, I can drive.
All right, okay. Yeah. And we're all good.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit confused. I was like,
I can drive.
All right.
I was driving since I was 17.
Drive men insane.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Look, there's only actually one comedian on the show.
Oh, it's you?
And it's me.
But you know we're both funny.
But I make the jokes.
Okay. When I start laughing, like, you see.
Okay. What's your complaint of the day?
My complaint of the day, you know, it's so funny because when you asked me, I was like, oh, what is my complaint? You know, I think it's like advice that sounds good, but in theory, wait.
Why are you fighting English like this?
What is wrong with people?
Find the English. Find it.
Okay, okay, I got it. Advice that sounds good in theory,
yeah,
but doesn't really work in practice.
Okay.
So one of them being when people say just be yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like in the grand scheme of stuff now, it's like you like say for instance, people say be yourself, right?
Yeah.
But in certain situations, like you could be in a party, you're not comfortable in, you're not gonna be yourself. It's fair. Like you go to work. And within your workspace, you know, even to get the job, you're yourself, but you have to
mold it to the
thing. And it's like, even now, it's like, even with things that are online, like social media and all that stuff, it's like, you be yourself, but you being yourself might get you canceled. Because there's so many, like, it's like, everyone says, be yourself. But when you're yourself, like, you being just yourself creates like a whole, you know,
trouble.
And it's like,
and also it's so vague, because what does it mean to actually be yourself? Do you know what I mean? So it's that very, very vague, like, okay, be yourself, but what part of myself? Because we have different versions
and that's
of ourselves.
And that's the thing, one part of myself that I might show you might not relate to, you might not like it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm human. Like, just use me for an example. I feel like I'm someone that I'm always being myself. And the thing is, I get a lot of love sometimes for being myself. I get a lot of hate for being myself.
Yeah.
And it's the thing where it's like, I feel like people try to, they tell you be yourself, but then they're trying to mold you to being like everybody else. But then as soon as like you're not within that box of like, you know,
what they expect you to be.
It's like, I've come from a different place. It's like, even with the accent thing, I promise my accent just switches it just depends who I'm talking to.
It's
something I don't even control anymore. It's something I don't know. It's like, you have a presenter voice, you have a reading voice, you have like, you know, you have like a voice where you're trying to pronounce your words very clearly. You have a Riz voice. But like, it just comes and it goes. And it's like, we're all human. And it's like, not one person actually just has like one
version
of themselves. It's like, if I'm being myself, but all these versions of me are coming out, that's what you just have to accept. It's like, if I think a certain way, if I think a certain way and it's like, the term snow bunny means this to me, you just have to accept what it is that I've given the meaning for. It's like, the term, it's not a slur. Do you know what I mean? Someone else gave it this whole new meaning where it should mean this, but that's not really the full definition. And if I've grown up in my life and these things haven't adhered to me, and like I see in a different way, it's like I should be allowed
to do what you want.
To do what I mean, just by being myself. And it's like, I feel like people should actually give people grace within actually like being free within who they are. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm hitting the mark there, but I feel like that would be my complaint.
It's a valid, and you know what? The thing about your complaint is that your complaint, it came from your spirit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It came from your heart. Yeah. You used that complaint to really say some things that has been beaten on your chest.
Beating some little light.
It's on your heart. It's on my
heart. Yeah, it's cool though.
And you know what? I appreciate that. Do you know what I mean? This is what complaints are for.
Yeah.
And I like that you felt safe enough to share this complaint with me.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a very fantastic complaint. And ultimately, people should just let people be who they are.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it.
Do you feel like you're always yourself?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And do you like it?
And pretty much what you see is what you get. But yeah, there's different versions of myself that I give to certain spaces.
But now you know within yourself that you're actually free and you're being yourself. But does it not feel better? Doesn't life feel great?
Yeah, I feel like I know when I'm not being myself, when I feel very drained when I'm around certain people. And I feel like, because I went through a phase where I was like, I don't want to hang out with anyone anymore. I just feel so drained. Yeah. I feel so drained. And I realized the only reason why I felt drained was because I just wasn't being myself.
Yeah.
So I had to put on an act. And so they're putting on the act of whatever version of me that people wanted was making me feel drained. But when I'm with my actual friends, I leave feeling energized because I'm not putting on an act.
Yeah, sure,
you see what
sure.
I mean? So that's kind of how I know the difference. I know who I hang out with, who I don't really hang out with that much, because I'm like, I'm not...
You know where your
I'm
energy
not,
needs
I'm
to go.
I'm not a clown, do you know what I mean? I'm not like walking up and down and I constantly have back-to-back jokes. Like I'll meet some people and they'll be like, oh, I was expecting you to be funnier in person.
That's, I don't know. Stuff like that is so like... The people that even say things like that, it's like
it's just weird.
When the thought process like went through your brain and you're like, okay, I'm gonna say this, all the words coming, it's like, I thought you'd be funnier in person. Where does that come like, off as if it's
did
like
did you think that was a good idea?
Yeah, like it's like it probably not hurt your feelings, but you've actually put something in someone else that they're not thinking about.
Right.
And now they feel like they have to perform for you now.
Right. It's like exactly.
Yo, human, like that's the thing with comedians and people that do that. They're actually funny people.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like normal settings, they just want to just talk and
just
be free.
And
if
chill.
Jokes come out here and there,
it comes
cool.
out. Do you know what I mean?
But
I'm
like,
not a walking clown.
Do you know
like,
what I'm
okay,
saying?
Perform.
They need you to have like the red nose and
do you
be
get it? And I'm like
it.
Making jokes.
Every joke you do.
Like, please.
Do you know that actually be funny though?
Every time you go,
that actually be hilarious.
Please, I'm not doing that. I just want to exist. Sometimes I have funny things to say. Sometimes I want to talk about stuff that is mad deep.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to talk at all.
100.
Every version should be it should be fine. So that's a very fantastic complaint.
Man.
Yeah, you were fighting your English, but you landed.
Did I was my English that bad?
No, you were just.
You know what it is?
Theory.
It's because I was trying to actually say the words without using like so many. So I'm trying to like actually be very much more articulated than usually I am. Because I'm a very articulated guy, but I feel like when I put into this slang central, I've started losing my...
You're losing the English.
I'm losing the English, bro. It's going this way, that way.
Yeah.
You know,
my
vocabulary is pussy, bitch. Like, I need to change it. We need to go back to, like, you know, the normal terms.
Well, it's funny that you said that because today I have a word of the day. And the reason why I do words of the day is because I feel like I also fight English. You know, English isn't my first language. So because of that, I find English sometimes very, very difficult. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I decided to have a word of the day each week. So today, my word of the day, it's a really easy word, actually. But I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it right. So my word of the day today is cronyism.
Cronyism?
Yeah.
Cronyism.
Cronyism. It's a good word.
What does that mean?
So cronyism basically is the unfair practice by a powerful person of giving jobs or favors to friends without regard for their qualifications.
Oh, wow.
So it's like nepotism.
Wow.
But cronyism.
Cronyism, I've never
heard
of that.
I'm going to see if I say it right. Hold on.
Cronyism.
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 Yeah. What did I say?
Cronyism.
Cronyism. This is what I mean about English, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not spelled like that.
It's not spelled, it's just however you interpret and you read it.
Cronyism.
No, but it could be crow, because O is there.
Oh yeah, C-R-O.
Yeah, cronyism, cronyism.
See, crow,
Because when you say O.
Cronyism.
Crony. Yeah, that could be
cronyism.
A U.
Cronyism.
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 Yeah.
Bad.
That's my word of the day.
Am I starting to sweat?
No.
Thank God. I put on my setting spray today, so.
This guy is in the thickest jumper of all time because he said I must wear.
But that's quality,
Batman.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? It's very heavy.
I just got it dry cleaned. I put on my Batman suit.
It's very, very heavy, but it's hot in here, as you guys already know. It's very, very hot.
That's
but yeah,
what I'm here
cronyism. That's my word of the day because I just feel like I keep fighting English. Do you know what I mean?
Cronyism.
Yeah, and like I feel like my brain hasn't been like operating at speed. Do you know what I mean? And I keep using the same words over and
same
over again.
Words, yeah.
And I'm like, I wanna be able to be in this big conversation and then just like drop like, oh wow, you gave a nephew a job. That's cronyism.
Yeah, insert that knowledge, girl. And you'd be like, hey, cronies, I didn't know you knew that word.
Yeah, they're like,
ooh,
wow,
she's
smart. So clever.
She's intelligent.
She's so smart. My issue is like, why can't we make up words?
That's the thing.
That's why
this is another thing. It's like, who actually
came up with words.
And then it's like, if I want to come up with a word today, why can I not do
it? Exactly. I feel like there should be an option, right? And like you get a dictionary and you should be able to insert words and then people should be able to vote for it and see if it can be added.
See if it be added.
Because it's not right.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Who says it's against the law to make up your own words? Because like all the celebrities now, that have new kids, they be giving them random
Apple.
Names.
Apple,
no, be like Tree Lava.
What the hell is that? What's that?
Tree Lava. I just made it up.
That's it.
Tree and lava together. Tree Lava.
Tree Lava. Tree Lava.
Tree Lava. Yeah. What does that mean?
Exactly.
Tree Lava. It sounds like I said Tree Lover.
Yeah, it does say
and
like
then Tree Lover as well.
Tree Lava.
Tree Lava. What does that mean?
It says Palava. I could just be like Tree Lava.
Tree Lava.
Do you know what I mean?
Meaning someone that is in deep hot sweat. Tree Lava. I'm feeling so Tree Lava today.
That's a good word. What? I'm feeling so Tree Lava today.
Oh my God.
That's a very good word.
Do we eat? Do we eat?
No, I think that's a very... This is what I mean, man.
Okay.
I feel like there's just bare rules. Like, I don't understand. Like, why are we just conformed to these words that are just before us? We should be able to make it up. I don't get it.
It's true.
It's crazy. Like, these words are like over... Like, they're thousands of years
old. Yeah,
why can't we change it? We're in 2024 now. And no one cares. Everyone just lives their life. No one gives a heck. And now people are going to think I'm being extra. But it's
actually true. No, you're not
being
extra, though, because the only things that I think I follow and I adhere to, if, like, a word is not in the dictionary and it's not in the Bible, I don't got to follow anything any man is putting out there. Do you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I've actually been holding to my chest. I pray to God. I've spoken. That's one thing. It's like, I don't have to conform. Do you know what I'm saying? The same way you just said it as well, which is a very important thing. And I feel like a lot of people... Just stay in conformity. Oh, I was about to fight that word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But conformity. What?
Conformity.
Conformity. They stay in conformity. And it's like, the thing is, and they don't even know that they're in that conformity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you're in these rules that people have set that aren't really rules. And you're living there. But it's like, if you just wake up and smell the coffee, bro, you might have a, you know, you might have a brighter day.
Yeah. So, where these rules come from? It doesn't make any sense.
Don't make any sense.
Do you know what I mean? Have you ever thought about threatening God?
Threatening God?
Yeah.
Like being angry at God and then like...
You know, sometimes I'm like... You know, I read a story recently.
Oh, yeah, go on.
About the guy, he's in Breaking Bad, right? Guy that played... The black guy that played like the evil
oh
guy.
yeah the chicken
right,
shop guy,
yeah.
He was cool though.
He is so cool.
Was
Gustavo. Yeah. So I read a story about him recently, and basically just before he booked that job, right, bad stuff was happening in his life. Like, he had lost his job. He was like preparing, saying that he was gonna like obviously like try and leave the world and da 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 da.
Really?
Yeah.
But was like, he not a big time actor before that?
No, he was like no work. He wasn't working nothing.
Like acting jobs, like.
Yeah, like he just wasn't working or anything.
Wow.
And he was like on his last legs. Yeah.
Oh wow.
And then after that, boom, he books Breaking Bad and his whole life just changes.
Oh wow.
And suddenly his life is better. And I think to myself, I hear that story a lot, you know? When you're like, I'm giving up. I'm not going to do this anymore. Da, 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 and then boom.
But is that what you mean by threatening?
They book an acting job. So it's like, yeah, like, have you ever thought being like, oh, God, I'm not playing with you, man. Like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to do this now.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And it's like with a wink, you know?
No, please like, hurt me. It's like, please hurt me.
Like, I'm not playing with you. And then...
Yeah,
the
no,
miracle
I,
comes.
I feel like everyone has those moments, though.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I've
it's like reaching this point of anguish and you've maximum effort
and
I've tried.
And you're like,
and
I've
it's like
tried.
You feel like you're just playing a losing game. Nothing is coming your way. And it's like, you look up and you're like, bro, help a nigga out. You know what
done.
I mean? You know, you say, you know what, God? I'm finished. I'm walking away.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I'm saying? But then, and then things happen and you're like, just joking, but thank you so
kidding.
Much, God. You love me, and you will never stray away. I will never stray away from you.
Like, I think about sometimes, like, I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to say I don't believe in God anymore, and then boom, I'm going to get a...
Nah, that one, I can never say I don't believe in God.
I can't
but
say it.
I can never do it, but I can be angry.
Yeah.
There's things that happen in my life, and there's been unfortunate things, and it's like, you don't expect it to happen. And then when it happens, it's like you have no place to put your emotions. And the one person that... it's not even the person, but the one spirit or holy... thing that you talk could even like save this. It's like, and then it doesn't get saved. And it's like, yo, I don't want to start crying now, but you know,
you'd be like,
yo, I thought you had me, man. But then look, and then it's like you come into different mind space and it's like, you know what? Maybe these things actually need to happen. This and so is you know what I mean? But yeah, there's just different.
Yeah.
I think it's just normal, but you know.
Yeah, just a thought. When I saw that tweet, I was just like, I have thought about this before, but I'm not going to do it. Like, I just keep like, it's like very like small, just small things,
small
blessings. I'm just like, you know, boss me, innit?
Boss me, just a quick
just
one.
Just a little, you know, give me something.
Put a G-Wag, let me wake up to a nice G-Wagon.
You know, nice little G-Wagon outside.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And then you put a bow on it to say it's from God, right? Oh, my God.
Like, thank you.
Thank you. I'll drive you to church that same day.
Testimony. They don't do testimonies anymore. Do you remember that growing up? Like, yeah, when you go to church and there'll be like a thing.
It was. I feel like it was a thing where everyone got that big moment. Everyone's come to share some news that week.
But even the aunties, it wouldn't even be big. Like, it could just be, you know, oh, I thought the milk was finished and thank God I looked in and there was milk. Yeah. Like, it's something so light, but we don't do that anymore. Maybe because of the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it changed after the pandemic?
Everything changed after the pandemic.
Yeah, to be honest, it's true.
So much changed. And I feel like we don't even, like, really know what the change is yet. But my friend said something and he was like, what's mad is that, like, if anyone was, like, locked in their house for, like, 2 years, didn't see anyone, didn't do anything, when that person wants to leave, people will be like, oh, you need to go to therapy, man. Like, that's mad for you to go through something like that. But, like, for us, we were locked up, all of that stuff, and we just live our life like nothing happened. And it's actually mad. I feel like it's changed.
It's kind of fun, though. Them sneaking out, say, like,
Some moments were fun,
you'd be like, oh, no one's allowed outside. You're planning going for walks just to meet up, do your little thing.
Yeah.
You know them ones.
You know,
I was not participating.
I wasn't a participant.
If you do see a video of me,
I heard.
Really there.
We heard.
Out of body experience. It wasn't me. It was my spirit.
The things that we heard, do you know what I mean? But it didn't really, really happen. If you can gain access, right, into like some sort of like, to be able to like view what your alternative life would look like. So imagine like you get given a key.
Okay.
And someone's like, all right, cool. If you go through this door, you're going to see an alternative version of your life.
Yeah.
Would you go and do it?
I'll absolutely go and see it. I'd want to see it. Like, I want to see if bro's up, if he's still up as well. If he's not, maybe I can just give him some advice. Like, yo, bro, this ain't it. Do this. Do you know what I'm saying? But no, I would actually love to see it. Like, it could be me that already has children, is married. Like, is India even in this alternate world? Do you know what I'm saying? Is India out there somewhere? You know what I mean? And then maybe I have to bring them back together as be like, yo, you need to find your true love, you know, all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
But it would be so cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a sick movie as well.
It would be quite a sick movie, isn't it? To like just go back and just be like, it's kind of like The Flash. Have you seen The Flash?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that when he goes back to try and like stop his mom getting killed. But like, I don't know. A part of me feels like I would want to see, but then it's like, okay, if you get to see it, do you have the option to like switch? Because what if the alternative life is like low-key better?
Oh, but that's when you say the grass is always greener. But like, even if personally, but do you know what's mad about that? Yeah, hear me. It's like, say for instance, in this life, your life is not that good and you're trying and then you have that key and you open the door and then you see your alternate like life and it's way better. Yeah. This guy, whoever you are, is really rich, everything healthy, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, essentially, you'd have to take him out, who's your essentially yourself as well, to take over their place. And it's like, do you know what I mean?
And that's mad.
And then the thing is, the people that know you in that alternate world, even though you're the same person,
you're still different.
So it's like, say for instance, that person is married to someone and then you've offed him and then you've now taken his life. And then the wife is starting to notice some different things. But at the end of the day,
that's actually quite sick.
It's crazy, isn't it?
That's kind of crazy. I never thought about that. It will be like a different version of you, but it's still you. But then it's also you knowing what your other life
what
is like.
What your life is like. And now you're coming to take advantage of this one.
Oh,
it's crazy.
That's kind of crazy. I feel like that's kind of sick, though, because then I would want to just live that life for like a year just to see.
But you have to ask the other you if it's okay. Like,
yeah, you guys have to swap. It's like twins of different...
that person tries to swap you, go, excuse me now, I don't want this one. Because how are you going to do it? And then that's when it becomes into a whole thing where you're fighting yourself. Because I feel like I've read books where like stuff like that happens, where it's like you have an alternate version of yourself and they you're never supposed to meet the other person of yourself because there's always going to be something either one wants or whatever it is. And then that's when the real...
Do you know what they say in Nigeria? Yeah, this is so mad, guys. Forgive me. This is like really like mad deep. Like, I don't know if this is really true, but I was going to say it anyway. But apparently, yeah, there's like a village in Nigeria. And when you go to that village, it's like, you know how they say you've got like a double... What's it called?
Double, what's the word?
So apparently we have like someone that looks like us or whatever. But in this particular village, like that's where all the doppelgangers
go.
Yeah, gangers go or something like that. I don't know if it's like some quote unquote spiritual thing and just apparently it's really weird. And if you go there and you see your person, what? One of you disappear.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Yeah, I don't need to ever go there.
I don't ever need to go there.
No way,
but when
bro.
You were just talking about that alternative thing, that's what I remembered, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's actually quite mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of scary. That would make such a sick film. I feel like every time I sit here, like there's always like, that's actually a sick film
yeah,
when
I
you think about it.
I think it's a sick one, yeah.
Because then they think it's a good idea to swap, but then mad stuff starts happening. Like shaking the atmosphere because you can't do that.
You can't,
just change your timeline.
That's like one of the rules of the universe. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. That would be mad. See, guys, I keep giving like good film ideas. Don't steal our ideas, okay? Don't do that. If I see this, I'm going to know that it was from this podcast. Like, I'm actually going to know. What are your views here? Because basically, under my dictatorship.
Yeah, okay, dictatorship. Yeah. So you're a ruler now?
Yeah,
okay.
Under my ruling, yeah.
Okay.
If someone does their driving test 3 times and they don't pass.
Stop driving.
After 3 times, they're not allowed to get their license.
Yeah, because like, what are the reasons why you're still failing? Like, yeah. I understand like, driving instructors, it can be very like, strict.
Because
like, it might not even be your fault. Because I remember when I was doing my driving test, I passed the first time, but you know that you know when you have to do that, like you have to reverse into like a corner.
Oh yeah, what, parallel parking?
No, not parallel parking. It's like say for instance, there's a curb.
Oh yeah, I know, and then you have to come
in and reverse, and it has to be tight.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to do that, right? And there was, I think someone took out their bins, but on the curb, yeah, the bin was like tilting over the curb, so it wasn't fully on.
So when I went around it, right?
My what's the side?
Side mirror?
Yeah, the side mirror, yeah. So my side mirror clipped. The thing is that, because me, I was doing all my checks, my 3-point checks, all this, and I was turning, and obviously the instructor was sitting on this one, and I just heard the clip. I goes, I just finished. How am I going to go and tell my dad? Yeah, that's what I was thinking in my head. I was like, I need to go home successful today.
I can't.
So then it clipped, yeah? And then, but as soon as I saw it, I stopped what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Like I was still tight and I stopped and I just went to go fix it. I did it with confidence. I brushed over and like, sorry, let me just get that. And then I pushed it and it went around the thing and he goes, don't worry, I'm not going to put that one in there because he saw the way the bins were as well. And it's like, the way you handled it as well.
Wow, confident.
So I was like, when we went to the thing and he said.
So you passed first time.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so good. Yeah, if it's after 3 times,
how many times did it take you?
3 times, actually.
Wow. I mean, 3 times, third time lucky, you did it.
Yeah, I did it. And I was already driving. Don't do that. But yeah, I was like already driving, so I just picked up some really bad habits.
What habits did you pick up?
Just like not checking the mirror.
That's so important.
Yeah, it is important.
But I can't even picture you in the car. I feel like you need like a pet, you know, the push chair that they put on top of it. So you can like see over the... Sorry, under your rulership, as you were saying.
Okay, very nice.
Sorry.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I'm not even that short.
Yeah, you're not.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 5'7".
5'7"?
Yes, I am.
Rita, stop lying.
I'm 5'6".
Yeah, okay. Just a little, two more lower.
Do you know what I mean?
Two more lower, like 5'4", 5'5". Come on.
Look, at the end of the day, right? Under my rulership, after 3, you can't drive.
Yeah.
I saw someone, they were saying, oh, I'm so proud of myself. I passed my driving test. This is my 7th try. 7.
It's crazy though, but like, there's so many things that go into it. Someone could just be nervous that day, pressure. But
you
like,
could be nervous could on be the roads.
But yeah, true. But you could be a good driver, but then you're not just good at like, when it comes to the actual day, and you're just like, your nerves take over you.
I can't take that risk on the roads.
Yeah, I wouldn't get in the person that did it 7 times. I wouldn't get in their car.
7 times?
No, I wouldn't get in their car.
Why am I getting in your car? That's telling me too many things. You're nervous. You're not good. You don't check your mirrors. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you know, there's a thing for me. It's like when I know I trust someone, like when I know someone's a good driver, is if I can sleep in your car. And I don't have to worry about anything. Yeah. If I don't fall asleep in your car, I'm dead, do all right.
And you're like, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure? Yeah, like you're shaking.
Because you know when someone's even you're holding, you're even trying to like, sometimes it's like, I'll even pressing the imaginary brake.
Like, please, stop, please man. Relax, please. You just can't trust them. Yeah, honestly, like 3 times, done, under my rulership. Do you have any rules that you think you would have if you were
a driving instructor or what?
No, under your ruling.
If I had a ruling, under my ruling, bro, I would give everybody real freedom of speech.
this is really doing real freedom. What does that mean?
Like, I feel like people in our like stature and stuff that we're doing in life, I feel like Everyone says it's freedom of speech until we actually speak. Mm. Like, we're not allowed to say anything.
Defend yourself.
You're not allowed to defend yourself. You're not allowed to, like, you're not allowed to just speak your own truth. You're not allowed to, you know, what it is. It's like, anything you say could be
used as something. Yeah.
Something. So it's like, where
do you feel quite misunderstood?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people probably don't understand me, but it's because I'm not from the same place as everyone else. Mm. And I feel like that's one factor to it. And it's just the way I think. And I feel like some people actually do understand me now, and I can notice the ones that do, but I feel like the ones that misunderstand me, they don't try to actually understand me. Mm. They just judge me off basis that they don't even know me, or what, like, mm-hmm. someone else has said about me online, or someone said this that's not even true,
and
they just run with it. Like, yeah, he's such a mean guy, but they don't know, they've never even seen me.
Where does the mean thing come from?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm Yoruba. I don't know.
Maybe the Yoruba in you.
The Yoruba in me.
Do you know what I think? In your pictures, you should start smiling more.
I don't know, but I'm not. You see, that's the thing, and it's not nice. People should let people be free. I'm not a smiler. Like, look at this, guys. Look.
You should smile.
That's what I'm saying. The only way, like, a smile on me looks good is if I'm laughing in the moment, or it's like,
I'm being... a fake laugh. Like, there you go.
Yes. But
do that in your pictures.
Yeah, but, like, I think the mean mugging thing works for me.
Does it?
It shows the structure. It shows the face. It's all chiseled.
Have you been dabbed up in the tendons video?
Yeah. They dabbed me. They dabbed me even without the camera playing, you know.
What do you mean without the camera playing?
They don't be playing the camera. Just like, they just dab me.
I just see you.
And I'm like, thank you, man, I appreciate it. But I feel like a lot of people, they see me in real life. And that's one thing I'd be like, oh my God, he's way better looking in real life. He's so handsome. And it's like, bro. Your guys still judge me over a guy that had no trim in the villa and that was tan.
I had no trim for a time.
And it's like...
no trim, it's true.
And I was getting like so really, really, really tan.
It really showed your head shape.
Yeah, bro, don't do that.
What do you mean
my head shape? What is wrong with my head shape?
No, it's just obviously when the trim that you had, the head shape was interesting.
And you know what? I feel like that hairstyle is my... You know when you're growing out your hair? Mm. I hate that stage so much.
Yeah.
Because even when I was growing out my hair and stuff, it's like I had to go... Bro, I didn't even post too much on it. I was like, you guys are not seeing me like this one again. Because, like, it's such a weird, like, hair growth period. Because, like, the way... When my hair is out like this, it's like it makes my face even look different or more, like, puffy or something. When it's, like, it's a low cut, snatched. Yeah, when it's braided, but snatched.
You're like... It's just...
It's like, I'm trying to be like all the women. Snatched.
Do you know what I mean? Snatched, put you know, together, snatched
with the waist, with the corset on as well.
Nice. Would you wear a corset?
I don't know.
Is there a way to make that fashionable as a guy?
I feel like there could be, but it'd have to be on the outside. And it would have to be like kind of going to the medieval times. It'd have to be like in a look like that. And then you just add the feature to it. You know,
I can see the fashion boys doing that.
I can see it like... But only be for a certain team or something that's going on. I wouldn't be doing it.
Just like
I wouldn't wake up and then that's my outfit of choice. You know,
like a little young corset. Do you know what I mean? Like bring it all in. Yeah. That's interesting, man. It's interesting you feel misunderstood. Like I used to feel misunderstood, but now I'm just like it is what it is. But then it's different. I feel like it's different for me and you. Like yours is it's on a different level. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because people feel like they know you. They feel like they've connected with you over a period of time. So it's like...
Over a period of time, a TV show.
Do you know what I mean? So that's probably why they've got this strange relationship thing. And it's just weird. I find the online and like online versus real life thing so weird because it's like, you don't really know me.
Yeah.
But I can understand why you think you would.
You feel like you do, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's some people I see and I'm like, oh, I don't know you, but I feel like I do because I watch all their stuff and da, da, da. So it kind of feels like we're friends, but we've never ever spoken. And it's that awkward moment where you really say hello with a lot of energy and it's like, oh.
I think it's cute though. Like,
we don't know each other.
Yeah, I think it's cute. Yeah. Like, some people be like, oh my God, hey, Dami. I'd be like, I know you don't know me, but like, it feels like I know you. When I do know, I think it's cute. Like, even though I actually don't know you, but like the way you're coming to me, it's like, it's such an... friendly nature
it's
that
so
it even feels like I actually do know you. And we're even talking to each other like we're friends on this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like we're buddies.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's cute.
Your name's actually Hope. Do you feel like you give people hope? Have people like testified?
Bro.
Have people testified?
People have testified.
So they've
I think someone texted me today on Instagram and they were like, you saved my life. I don't know what it is, but that's the first thing I saw today and I was like, wow.
So what did you didn't ask?
No, I came to this, I was hungover. I just saw it on the way here.
I would have been like, how?
Yeah, but I didn't. I don't know.
Are you gonna ask her?
Yeah, I'll ask straight after this. But
was it a man or a woman?
It was a girl. It was a girl actually. Yeah.
You saved my life.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's so deep.
Yeah, so deep.
Well, how could you have saved her?
I don't know. I guess when I ask her, we'll find out.
So what people have other people apart from today testified to being like...
Yeah, people like some boys and people telling them, like tell me that I give them courage to actually like be themselves and express themselves. And like they like the way like I don't conform to stuff. And like even it's like I'm just giving people confidence and like, yeah, hope. Like there's a lot of different people that hit me up and text me and they'll even like write like long paragraphs just explaining like how much like they love watching my stuff and how it gives them, you know, this boost of like confidence and just like... just how to be. Some people even ask me for like relationship advice. Like, and I don't have to post, like, I do stuff on Snapchat, but I wouldn't post everything on my story. And sometimes I'll actually just be replying people in there, just like, you know, giving my tens and my like tips. I think there was an event I went to recently, actually, and it was like a party, and I met a guy there, and he was like, you know, bigging me up, and we're just speaking. And he was like, oh, like, he's having trouble, like, getting his girl back, and he needs to, he actually really wants her back, but he's actually, he's fucked up. And I was like, bro, have you taking full accountability for your fuck up. And it's a thing where, like, if you want her back, you have to take your ego out of the picture. It's like, you got to do the groveling work if you've messed up. I think I told him what to, I gave him a little bit of advice. And I think, like, 2 days after, the person that did the event, I think that guy reached out to him so he could thank me for him. That he said, oh, everything I told him worked and that, like, they're actually, like, good and stuff like this. So it's like,
low-key advisor.
Yeah, low-key advisor.
No, you do give good advice.
Apparently, people tell me that. Even Uche even hit me up the other day. Yeah. Uche goes, yo, bro, I just want to tell you, I appreciate it. I goes, moist. Nah, bro.
Dami gives really, really good advice, to be fair. Like, it's always random. There'll be drama happening and somehow Dami will be in the corner and just know what's going on and we'll go to you. Oh, what do you think we should do? Oh, what do you think I should say? Then Dami will be like, you know, I just got to be honest, you know. I just think
you
should...
I don't talk like that, you know. You do. I don't.
You do?
I don't, girl.
No, I just think you should, you know, maybe, you know, he does this because he feels like this. And then you're like, you know what? T. Thank you for that advice. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's good advice. Fair enough. You know, obviously, you've launched a brand.
Yeah.
You know, and at the time, I wasn't available to, like, give you, like, any sort of, like, brand consulting or anything like that, because I'm sure there's a reason why you didn't contact me to let me know about this brand that you were doing and you didn't ask for my advice.
Yeah.
So what I thought I'll do is, like, you know, they've been getting on you about this name the name that you chose.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So maybe I just thought I'll give you some alternatives that I would have given you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because I just know that, you know, I just think my number was lost in your phone.
Yeah, okay, let's hear the...
But my spirit was also telling me you wanted to call me, but...
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I think your hand wasn't working.
Yeah, my hand wasn't working at the
time. Do you know what I mean? So, like, obviously, if we did a consultation, I would have charged you about 50K, but...
50K?
Yeah, my fees are quite high.
Never calling.
Do you know
what... No. I'm excited to hear the names, though.
Okay, so obviously, Snow Bunny.
Okay.
Here are my alternatives.
All right.
Ice Bunny, you know? Then, like, you could have, like, a theme song, right? And it's like, ice, ice, bunny. Do you know what I mean? And I thought it could be quite cool to have, like, you know, bunnies holding ice.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, bunnies ice skating.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like ice bunny.
Okay.
And I know it goes along the line of the purity thing that you're talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thought that could be, you know, ice bunny, ice, ice, bunny. You know what I'm saying? And get them dancing.
But then
you see
everything that you put there for examples. Can I not do that with Snow Bunny as well?
Okay.
Even the ice skating, all this.
Okay, anyways. Okay. And then the next one, you can go, it could be called Fluffy With It.
Fluffy with it. Ooh, I should have used that one, you know.
Fluffy with it, you know.
Wait, what are you wearing? Fluffy with it. Fluffy with it.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. Fluffy with it, because bunnies are fluffy.
Yeah, they're fluffy, yeah. I'm about to get a bunny as well. Me as well.
Do you know what I'm saying? Another one you could go with is Snow Whitey, hashtag
Snow
Likey.
Snow Whitey.
Hashtag Likey. Snow Whitey, hashtag Likey.
Does the hashtag have to be there, though? It's a bit long, like, how do you, when you open up a store and stuff, it's going to be like...
Snow Whitey, then in another color, like light, it can be like Snow Whitey, and then underneath hashtag Likey in orange.
I don't know about that one, because I feel like with names, the name that you pick are so important, and it's like you need to look at the longevity of like where that name can take you.
Longevity.
Longevity. Longevity.
How do you spell that?
L O N G.
Yeah.
E T. I-V-I-T-Y.
What?
Longevity.
Okay, that's how you say it. Why did you say long? What did you say?
Long, you see, now I can't even do
longevity.
That accent I used before is gone. Longevity. Longevity. Longevity.
You said
it's the Nigerian accent, bro. I'm blaming that one. It's the Nigerian accent that said longevity. What's one? Which one is that one? God damn.
Longevity.
See, now you're lost.
Longevity. Someone was saying that, like, look, with longevity, like, there's two G's in it. But
longevity.
That's if you're saying it wrong. Yeah. If you're saying longevity.
Yeah.
Longevity.
Longevity. So L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Yeah, longevity.
Yeah.
Longevity, man.
Okay.
Get it right.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, as I was saying, on the naming of when you do something, it's like you need to think about the universe and where you can actually take it, especially in the pieces.
Mm,
so you
the
see.
Story.
You see, yeah, the story. Like, you yeah, see yeah. some of the.
Some of the new stuff.
Oh, have you, dude? Did I show you upstairs?
Yeah, you showed it to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's yeah, like, yeah, yeah. If I call it like. What was the first one you said again?
So the first one is
Ice Bunny.
Ice Bunny.
It's not bad. I like it.
Ice Bunny.
Or like.
Or the theme song, Ice Baby. Ice Bunny. Ice Bunny. And then you can get like a little bit of harmony, like Ice Bunny. Oh, Ice Bunny.
Okay.
Ice Bunny.
Ice Bunny, one, two, to the mix. Everyone get to the fix. Ice Bunny, one, two, to the it. Everybody get to the fix.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something in there.
Yeah, there's something
in there. I think there's some magic in there. And then the other one was Fluffy With It.
Fluffy With It. I actually like Fluffy With It, man.
Do you know what I mean?
I might put that on the top.
Pay me.
I'll send you the tops for free.
No.
Put Fluffy With It. Like, you know those little, like, what was it, type baby tees girls like, and then I'll just put Fluffy With It. Because okay. What's Fluffy?
Okay.
It's like, because women like stuff like that. And yeah. Then the Fluffy, is it alluding to breast?
It could
Fluffy
be.
Fluffy With It.
Fluffy
and
With
It. And then it's on it.
Fluffy
and
With
then
it.
You're Fluffy With It if you got the package. Even if you got the little, it's you're still Fluffy With It.
Yeah.
Ooh, you cooked.
I cooked.
Like that. I'm going to use that one.
Okay,
How much, though? How has everything got to do with money? We're friends.
Let me tell you something, yeah.
I know everything has to come down to money.
Okay,
like, I'm on this podcast for free. Are
okay.
You paying me? See now, the quiet, you sit down, they don't mute. I'm joking.
But the thing is, yeah.
How much?
Be nice, though. I'll need to consult with my consultants to see how much. Do you know what I mean? Because what I need to know how much you're making.
And the quantity, yeah.
I need to see, do you know what I mean? I need to see the big picture.
The big picture.
And then see, because you could give me money that can change my life. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And the thing is, if there's money that can change my life, then, you know, because I'll be upset if I keep seeing people wearing Fluffy With It.
And
I'm looking at my circumstances.
You know what?
Do you know what I mean?
I'll put you in the mix because I always want to do stuff for my friends as well. So I got you.
To be fair, Dami is actually quite generous, you know. I will say, you are quite. When I go out and I see that you're there, I'm saying I'm good for the night. I say, God is good. He'll be near the bar. I'll be like, let me go and hop over there because I know that I'm good.
So that's your. That's the night. You just told me your trick. So that's what you've been doing. When me, I'm just thinking, I'm just, you know, give it to my people. You've been
no, I
knowing I'm there.
It.
And yeah,
like,
because
when you're there, like, you just know that you're good. Like, Dami's not going to let you go hungry.
Yeah,
do
true,
you know what I mean?
True.
You know that you're good. You know that you're...
my people, man.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, those were my names, man. I think, you know, go
Fluffy
home.
With it, man. I'm going to put down my thing now so I can... Just so I don't forget.
You guys heard it first here.
Fluffy With It.
Fluffy With It. Do you know what I mean? There'll be like a theme song. Fluffy With It. Fluffy With It. Fluff, fluff. Fluffy With It. Fluff, fluff.
Something Fluffy like With It. She likes the package. I put it in her like a sandwich. Oh my God, what is wrong with me?
I put the
ham in her like a sandwich.
Oh. Okay. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Have you thought about rapping?
Yeah, I used to. I used to actually rap.
Is it?
Mm. I have like in my phone, I have like spoken word rap stuff. That
is
I've
it
written.
Spoken word?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, I used to get really deep. Like, I used to be. I have loads of them. I think I showed like some of my friends the other day, and they were so shocked. They couldn't believe I actually wrote
any of it. I'd like to hear something.
Today?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, three lines.
Two lines, okay.
And I'll do the.
Oh, you're going to do that?
Yeah.
give me a word.
In session.
Should I say love?
Mm. Okay, I'll give you a word, love.
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 It's starting to get hot. Now I'm starting to sweat, innit?
No, you're not actually sweating at all.
Some of them are kind of dark, though.
Is it? I would have never imagined that you do that kind of stuff. Like, at all. He's really searching, guys. This is real stuff.
She would let the memory age and one day pop its cork as if it were Chardonnay, glorious with its green, a plant that grew opposite the direction of the light, finally saw the beauty in dawn and sacrificed its own head to turn over a new leaf. Her tears are like drops from a mystic river of beauty, of courage, of struggle, of youth. I watched as a strand of hair from her eyelashes paddled in the stream, running down her face to safety, to surface, to a place that wasn't wet. I felt like her eyelash, stranded, soaked, and drowning in a stream that suddenly froze on her face. I was made an accomplice to that pain. A jury and a courtroom full of my affections wielded my judgment. She was innocent. In that moment, I knew I'd never wanted to hurt somebody as much as her before. She exists like a phantom in a daydream that occurs at night. This isn't about her. This is about you. Just a little something.
That was actually really good.
I just gave you the end of it because the beginning stuff of it was a bit too much.
That was actually really good, you know.
Oh.
I wasn't expecting that.
Okay.
Like, honestly, I actually wasn't expecting it to actually be good.
Wow.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to rhyme roses are...
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be and I was going to have to, like, pretend to, like it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Wow. What else is there about you that we don't know?
I don't know. I'm very, like, I think I'm very funny. And I feel like...
Why are you saying that?
I don't know.
You said it like... guys, I need to understand. I'm actually, like, no, really
I feel like,
funny.
I feel like one thing about me is, like, I actually just joke a lot. But like, and I feel like my mind is always running with like jokes. It's like I don't take things too seriously, and I feel like it kind of shows in my character.
Yeah.
Like even the way I just said it, it's like I've said it in the cartoony way, but I don't even know why I did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of different things. I suppose I like making movies. I started writing a book as well. I feel like sometimes when I'm trying not to do like fashion stuff and trying to be creative in a different way, I'm always trying to like keep training my brain. Like I don't really want to lose all these type of stuff that I'm doing. It's like, I think I'm now becoming a producer. I've been making movies and shit, man.
I love it though, because I just feel like, I guess like what you said earlier when someone was like, you don't like to put yourself in a box. And I think that's what's really cool. Like, because when I first met you, I feel like there was an expectation of what I thought you would be like.
Yeah.
And you were like completely different. Do you know what I mean? Like you just like spoke, like all of us have been friends for like years and to the point I forgot where I first saw you. Do you know what I mean? And I just think it's so cool that, you know, you could do spoken word, that you're writing, and then all the other stuff that you're doing. I think that's actually very, very cool.
Yeah,
you're quite sensitive as well, isn't it?
Like sensitive as a person.
Yeah, like you're quite. There's a sweetness to you.
I mean, yeah. I think I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. Why do you say it like that? You could say it with your chest. It's okay.
I think I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, you are a nice guy.
I think I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. Exactly. Cool. You are a nice guy.
Cool. Okay, I'm shy now. Can we move on?
It's getting all shy and stuff. Look at him. Get it together. Yeah. Okay. It's okay.
Real Macho Man is back.
Yeah, get it together.
You know what I say?
If you were to like produce your own kind of film, like what kind of vibe would you actually want to go for? Like what would be your dream like film?
My dream film, I feel like I want to go thriller, romance, sci-fi-esque. Like I want to do like something that you're watching throughout the whole thing and at the end, it's not even what you thought it was. And it's like your mind is blown to the ends of time. And every time you talk about a movie, you'd be like when you've seen that movie, you're not the same person anymore. It's like watching that movie unlocked a new part of your brain that you didn't know was there. That's the kind of film I'd want to do.
That's sick. Would you put yourself in it?
I don't know. Depend on who I'd play. If I matched the obviously the character that you know I have in mind, then I would do it. I would do it. I'd love to do a nice little... Even a little rom-com. I actually like those. Like I feel like those are like my guilty pleasure kind of films.
You
just like want to snack away, put on something.
Just something nice something, yeah, and nice, light. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? A bit of romance.
You know, boy meets girl. You know when I was growing up, I had friends, but I feel like I spent a lot of time watching movies. And I feel like I used to be very antisocial and anxious about like meeting people and how I would be around people. So I used to like watch movies to train myself to like how I'm going to speak to someone, even when it came to romantic stuff as well. That's where I'd be learning all my knowledge and shit like that. And then I'd go out and put it into practice and then it'd be working. I'd be like, oh shit, okay. So like when someone like has like an emotion or they move in some way, something I've seen in the movie, I'll see how someone did it and then I'll go and try to do it in that same way. And then it's like, oh yeah, okay, maybe these things
are actually working. Yeah, actually and then it just becomes like natural eventually, isn't it? I feel like I was like that as well, actually. I feel like I didn't know... I used to be so in my head. I would feel really awkward when I'm interacting with people. So like when I was younger, I'd feel weird about calling people babe. You know, like when girls are talking, I'd be like, yeah, babe. I would say babe, and I'd be like, oh, I think I'm saying this weird. Like, and I
do you not feel like it's not your real lingo? It's not.
Yeah,
like,
it just felt like it didn't like match who I was, yeah, kind of thing. And I just used to just feel so like awkward about things. But when I started going acting class, my teacher was like, you walk in a room like you don't want to be seen.
Mm.
And I was like, oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not good though.
It's not good. Like, I used to kind of like hide myself because I just felt so like in my head, yeah, so like awkward. Mm-hmm. And like I'd watch shows and be like, okay, cool. An interaction needs to be like this.
Yeah.
And then I'll latch on to the person who talks the most.
Okay, okay.
So like if I'll go into a new space, yeah, I would like try and be friends with like the loudest person,
mm-hmm,
because it felt like them being loud and stuff, mm-hmm, gave me like permission to also be out there. Yeah, that makes
okay,
any sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. No, I
it
get
was
you.
So weird. I like, get you, I get yeah, because I just felt shy, but mm-hmm, I wasn't really shy.
Shy, yeah.
But there was just like an element.
Just
of
needed
it.
The platform.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I'm not like that now, yeah. I don't think. I still get a little bit shy.
Everybody gets a little bit shy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like we just charge it now.
Now it's like it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But then someone was like, they're kind of tired of adults being shy. That adults just need to get
yeah, no,
it.
I feel like it has come to a certain age, yeah, when you're an adult, the shyness needs to go away. Like, it kind of does, like.
Low key.
Because it's a bit childish then, you know what I mean?
Like,
you
come
leave
on
that
now.
You leave that for the kids now, you know what I'm
leave
saying?
Leave it alone. You know? Do you know what I mean? Leave it alone. Oh, I feel like I forgot to set a timer. So I don't know how long we've been talking for. But guys, if you are enjoying this episode so far, don't forget to share, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you're listening right now, don't forget to rate the show. Thank you. Love you. Okay, so I already asked you, like, what's something about you that people wouldn't know?
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you're funny. But people know that, so I don't even know if that's, like, a good answer.
Mm. I don't know. I just think I'm very, very artistic, like.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was a good answer already. Yeah. Do you like the adult you're becoming?
Yeah, I feel like getting here hasn't been easy, but I feel like I've been fortunate with, you know, stuff that's allowed me to evolve into this person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'll be a good role model for my kids and stuff. So mm-hmm, I feel like when I look at it in that mindset, I feel like I'm proud of where I am. And
I think
I'm doing good on the faking adult stuff.
On the faking adulthood stuff, yeah. You're like, yeah.
I think I'm doing good.
I think I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
What are your, like, three top TV shows? I feel like I like to know people by what they watch.
Three top TV shows. Mm. Spoke about one. Breaking Bad is actually one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, should I give Prison Break some? Because I love all these ones. There's so
Prison
many.
Is good.
There's so many. But mm, then actually, no, I'll give one to anime as well. So there'll be one called Steins Gate.
Mm. Is that anime?
Yeah, it's an anime one. Mm-hmm. And then it's about this guy that has to, he develops this, he's a scientist, and he develops this microwave that can send messages to the future. Like, so he puts a thing and he sends a message to the future, and then he meets this girl. But then once he's done it, they're trapped inside this, like, world where she keeps dying. And, like, he loves her. And then it's like he has to keep trying to try and save her. But then the thing goes on, bro. It's so crazy. But the way it all ends, it's just...
Oh, that sounds so good.
It's so good, yeah.
Okay, so you got Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, Steins Gate. And then what would be my other one? Like, I love Vampire Diaries, I did, but I don't know if I'll put it up there because Elena's just start pissing me off, man.
Mm, I only watched a few episodes of Vampire Diaries.
Oh, you're not real.
I'm not, sorry.
You know what? Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is actually goated. I'm sorry. As mad as everything that was going on in that show,
yeah,
it was so good.
The ending for me, like, I didn't watch the last season because it got really boring for me.
Yeah, the ending, I don't know why they ended like that. It was kind of weird, but it was a good show overall. That's all that matters. The Red Wedding, bro, that's when I really realized that I'm fucked. This show is serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when they did the Red Wedding, I didn't think that could happen.
That was crazy.
Because, you know, I feel like it's the first time as well where there's like no rules in a TV show.
Rules,
you have
no
like, because anytime you watch a show, you have favorite characters and
yeah,
you kind of can always tell this one's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
one's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
in that show, bro,
they don't give a heck.
Everyone's going, man.
Anyone
it just,
can
you don't
get
even
it.
Know when is. You don't even know which episode they're going to be going.
Yeah.
It don't even have to be the final episode. It could be
anytime. Usually in a show, it's like the final, like the last episode in the season.
It's like when you're watching EastEnders, you know when the dramatics are coming. You know around Christmas time, someone is dying. You know all these type of like. That one, you can't predict anything.
It's true.
I think I'll put that one there.
Interesting. It's interesting because you like funniness, but you have no comedies.
Oh, comedies. You know what? You know who my favorite actor is? Is actually Adam Sandler.
He is amazing.
Yeah, I've seen all of his movies.
That's so interesting. I find that so interesting, you know? Because I obviously like funny things. So a lot of my tops, not a lot actually, I've only got like two.
Mm-hmm.
So like Curb Your Enthusiasm, obviously. Guys, I just realized, have you watched Curb Your Enthusiasm before?
No. Is it a show?
It's a show.
It's a show, okay.
It's a show, and it's so good. And okay. I learned yesterday that the whole show is 12 seasons. It's one of like HBO's longest running TV shows.
Okay.
And it's improvised.
Oh, really?
And I just found that out yesterday.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's like a mockumentary. It's Larry David.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the actors don't get scripts. They get outlines. Okay. So it's about 7 pages of what the scene is.
Okay.
And every actor improvises as soon as they say action. So they'll tell you where the cameras are.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And the actors improvise everything.
That's serious talent, though, to do that.
Do you know how sick that
is? Yeah.
Like, when I found that out, I was like, okay, that's why the show's so funny. Because like, sometimes I'll watch it, I'll be like, how do you even write this?
Yeah.
Like, this is so random. And it's improvised.
Damn, that's serious. That's cool.
So that's in my like top five. And then The Office, USA, I just think it's just hilarious.
Okay.
And then the rest of it, Breaking Bad, This Is Us, maybe Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives is actually a good show.
It's so good. New Girl, sorry.
New Girl, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's so good. But it feels like you don't like watching comedy.
I do watch comedy, but I don't know.
Films or comedy shows?
No, shows as well. But like, see, The Office and all that, I don't know. Like, I watch it, but I don't. Maybe it's because it's too dry.
Mm.
And it's like, they're just looking at me when they're speaking. Like, yeah, I can put it on in the background, but I'm not really ever, like, barely laughing.
Yeah. You don't like dry humor.
It's just dry stick humor. It's like, I get the humor in it, but I'm not, like, laughing.
Mm. But since you like Adam Sandler, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, but I've seen all of these movies, though. Like, him, Jim Carrey. Like, I watch stand-up comedies. Like, he's even dropped one on Netflix now, Adam Sandler. So I have to even watch that. Yeah.
He just dropped it.
Yeah.
You like more, and that suits your personality. You like more, like, not da-da-da-dum, but very, like, just obvious.
Yeah, I like slapstick comedy. Yeah, like, you're actually going on and you're saying things
that makes actually so much sense.
Funny, or, like, you've planned this joke and, like, you've run along with the joke and then you even bring the joke back in again and it's like you're telling a story with the joke.
That's interesting.
That one is one that, like, really catches me.
I'm opposite. I like dry humor.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't even know where this is going.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, like, why this is funny,
but
for some reason this is funny. I like accidental humor.
Okay.
That's so funny. We're literal opposites.
Opposites.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's so interesting. Oh, that's why you don't laugh at my content.
No, some of the content you put on Instagram is funny.
It makes sense now.
No, some of it is actually funny, though. You are funny.
Yeah, because it's too dry for you. Now that makes more...
You actually are funny, though.
No, it's okay. You don't have to...
I would never do that. I'm an honest guy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I don't think I've met anyone that's like more slapstick.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's more raw jokes and it's like...
It's like, very old school as well.
Yeah, because I feel like we've kind of lost the art of like comedy like that because everything is now... It's a little bit more sensitive and it's a bit...
I know.
So it's like...
The
humor isn't... You're not really allowed to be as... Because back
in the old days, can say
it was lawless.
Anything,
like any gender, any race, anyone.
Anything,
everyone's just getting jokes like slapped about them and it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, like...
Times have changed.
Like, what's sensitive?
Would you ever do stand-up?
You know, I've thought about that myself. But it's like, what if I go there and I freeze, man? No one laughing.
That's what I say. Like, imagine, like, you planned your joke.
You planned your jokes. Oh, my God.
And you're like, okay, this has got to land. And it just doesn't land.
Yeah. No, but I feel like I've practiced it, though. I've always tried to do stuff where, like, I'd have, like, loads of friends around.
Mm.
And, like, I think we used to do things in uni where, like, I'd go up to the room and I'd just start running like jokes, like, and I'll just be making shit up, but it was just like everyone tried to do something like a talent, but it was just like banter.
Yeah.
It was just what your friends do, and then
My friend did tell me one time that I should like try and do that, like with friends, and have like a 5-minute set.
I think that would be so funny,
and just like
we can do it at Uche's house as
well. Yeah, just do the jokes and see if it
I think
bang.
That would be so funny, man.
But I feel like it's scarier trying to perform in front of your friends than strangers.
Yeah, I hear that.
Do you know what I mean?
Because your friends know you as well.
Yeah, so if I gathered all of you lot around and I started doing a show, like, you guys just looked at me, I'll be like, oh. And then I'll feel so embarrassed as well, because now, like, if I'm on the phone or if I'm talking to you guys, I'm like, yeah, man, I don't know why I didn't book this comedy show, but I didn't book this. And I feel like in your head, you'd be thinking, we know why.
Oh, my God.
We know why you didn't. We know why you didn't book it.
I don't think you would. Because
the
thing is, I feel like you do it with your friends as well. You could, they could probably even... Like, obviously,
help
it's your
you.
Joke, but they could probably even help people, like,
that's
oh, no,
true.
It was funny when you did this, and, like, even add this to it.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? So it could
that's
actually
true.
Be, like...
But don't you feel like sometimes, like, you're sensitive about your shit?
Yeah, it is, and that's...
That's the issue.
And the thing with that as well is you don't want too many people in on your, like, your own idea and your stuff, because then they just start changing the narrative for you. So that's why they say protect... Because sometimes whenever I do stuff, it's like, I don't even want to show anyone yet.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't want someone... Because I really like what I've done, but then you still need to be open-minded.
Yeah.
I really like what I've done, but then someone can now come along... And they'd be like, oh, yo, but do you think you should do this or add this? Like, it's cool. And then in your head, now you're starting to doubt your own thing.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, you're going to show that thing that you liked in the beginning to everybody and they love it. And then this thing that your friend just put in might not even...
It might not click.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's really it's really all about having an open mind and kind of like fine-tuning things to like, even if you're taking advice, it's just fine-tuning it, but not like removing your own identity from it.
I feel like that just takes confidence. You have to be confident in your thing because I feel like if you're not confident and you're waiting for permission from your friend or whatever, that's how you just change your whole idea.
Bro.
And it's like sometimes people give you advice and it comes from a really great place, but because they haven't seen it, like they haven't seen the version, like this thing you're trying to bring.
Yeah, they haven't seen the whole picture.
So for them, they're like, no, like someone was saying to me, even before I did this podcast, they were like to me, and I'm sure it didn't come from a bad place, but when I was talking about the podcast, I was like, I'm going to have a different co-host every week, da, da, da. And then she was all like, no, but I think it's better when you just have like the same co-host like every week. And then for like me, I was like, oh, maybe it's true, like the vibe will be continuous, da, da, da. And I was like, no, I want to do this by myself. But just that little piece of like advice, quote unquote, unsolicited advice, mind you.
He's always unsolicited though. Nobody asked you.
Unsolicited. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just, if I wasn't feeling confident in my idea, I would start thinking, oh, maybe they're right actually. Maybe then, it'll be better if I do the same person every week. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's you wouldn't be happy though.
Because if you did that and you continued to, you probably would have worked, but you wouldn't be happy because in the space, you might even start arguing with this person or, you know what I mean? It's like, you want to do something else and it's like, oh yeah, but I don't think
think that's funny or I don't think that's cool.
And the thing is, this is originated from you. What's my English going? It originated from English it being your show.
Don't worry, English. You know what? I'm really glad I've had you on today because I feel like I've met someone who English fights them more than me.
But I'm only fighting because I was drinking too much yesterday, so my brain is on recovery mode.
It's trying to rejuvenate.
Does it not sound like my nose is blocked?
It does sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Bit.
Yeah.
Recovery. See? He's in recovery mode, but English is really, really fighting you. It's okay. Have you had a moment recently that made you realize that maybe you're not as adult as you think you are?
I feel like no matter how old you get, I actually feel like having your parents in your life is actually so important. And I feel like after I lost my dad like this year, I don't know, like it changed so many like things for me. It's like, I'm a man, I'm big and all these type of things, but it's like, it kind of broke me down into a different like person. It's like, bro, I was like a child again when everything happened. Like if it, like my age had nothing to do with it. It's like, I've lost my dad. And it's like, I feel like in that moment, definitely like, it wasn't even about being an adult anymore. Even after, and I'm kind of like obviously healing from it. It's like things about the world that like, it's put a lot of stuff into perspective for me. It's like, things aren't real and I don't like, and that's why I'm even so passionate about, like, I don't have to live in anyone's reality. Box or reality, whatever it is. It's like, that thing that's happened has changed me in a whole new way where it's like, I don't know. It's just changed me in a whole new way. Like, I just see life differently now. I'm happier, but like, I'm just not living by anyone's rules anymore. And it's like, I want to, even though like, oh, my dad can see everything I'm doing, but I really want to make him like proud and like, because even the person that he was, and that's what I miss him the most, because in a sense he was like my comedian. Like if like the way he told jokes is the way I actually grew up loving jokes, and that's why I feel like the whole slap, because he's on serious and he'd be saying random stuff as well, but like I feel like that's where I really got man. It's like now I don't really have my comedian person anymore. It's like I'm making, like I'll be driving and I'll be making jokes by myself in the car, but like I'll be hoping obviously he can hear me and stuff, but I don't know, but
ending it like this, No, but do you know what though? It's nice like how like transparent you are with it, and like even just what you were saying, because it is ultimately, it's true. Like we gas ourselves up and we're like, oh yeah, we're so grown and we're adults and da 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 da. But obviously, a moment like that kind of brings it all into like perspective, and it's just like, actually, I'm
bro,
not
I know you became
adult.
A child again just there. Yeah. Tears were almost flowing, bro.
No, I hear it. No, thank you for even sharing that. But it's true. It makes us feel like we're not really adults. Yeah. You know? We're just trying our best every day.
Even your parents, man. Everyone's always just trying their best,
man. We're just
trying
our best, yeah.
It's everyone's first time doing all of this. That's the thing.
Yeah. And I say that a lot, you know? Like, I don't know what it was. There was one day I just, like, had this, like, epiphany. And I was like, is that the right word? Yeah, it is. Had this, like, epiphany. And I was like, it's like our parents, it's like us just having kids now. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. how you are, like, your quirks, the things that you do, yeah. things that make you happy, things that make you sad, things that make you angry. Now it's you, Dami, having a child. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, you're now learning how to raise a child, but you're still you.
You're still you, yeah.
You haven't changed, like, you're not a whole new person. So it's like, when I think about, like, my mom, and I, like, think about, like, what was the stuff that she wanted to do before mm-hmm. she had me? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? The way I have dreams and I have goals and things that I want to do, I'm like, what were the things that she wanted to do? Because you kind of like see your parents and you don't see them as people anymore. Mm-hmm. And you see them as like this perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, no, they really tried, you know? They come to a new country, mm-hmm. they're figuring it out. I couldn't imagine moving to like New York, for example, and suddenly I have a child at 22. Yeah. And now I have to raise this child.
You have to raise
child.
You have to hustle and grind. Make hustle sure
and
grind.
And then you're running away from immigration at the same time.
Yeah, it's true, bro. They actually did a lot.
They actually did a lot. Me, that I'll be tired because I've recorded my podcast today and I'm tired. And but then look at the multiple things that they were doing.
It's true.
And you get like so angry at them because they don't understand or they're not doing things perfectly. And I'm like, I remember literally texting them like, I just want to say like, I'm really grateful for everything you guys have done because I know that like, it's actually mad. It's like me having a child now. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would... I'll be looking at that child like, so now what are we supposed
even
to do?
The child having a staying competition.
Like, what are we doing? What am I meant to do with
me? I'm out here calling English or Spanish.
Like.
Child, don't move.
Like, I'll just be like, what's going on here? So it's actually like insane.
Now you have to give them their tens and their props.
Yeah.
Because like my grandma told me like a story about how like my dad even got us all over here and the stuff that he had to do and all this. And like when she's telling me the story, it's like I'm vividly looking at and I can see everything that's going on.
Yeah,
it's like
you
don't really notice these things until like we've really grown up. Because when we're young, we only care about all the trendy stuff. Like our parents are just, they're just giving us the life and food on the table. But then when you actually think about, bro, they did a lot. Like they did a lot. They might have had to do some shady things to get what they needed to get, but they got what they needed to get.
They did a lot of like, shady things.
They did, but the thing is,
they had to. But I didn't know. Like I can say this now because obviously she's fine now. So when I was looking for a therapist, right, I was like, okay, I'm going through all the names. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to pick this name. I think at the time, I think the name was Deborah.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to pick, because how do you pick a therapist? Do you know what I mean? So I read the bio, looked at the pictures. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't feel it. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go with Deborah because Deborah is my mum's name.
Okay.
So that makes me feel some sort of connection.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
I go to the therapist, her name's Deborah, whatever. She was terrible, but whatever. Okay. So obviously I call my mum and I'm like, oh, just had this therapy session. Thought it was kind of awful, but I only picked her because she has the same name as you. She was like, oh, what's her name? I was like, Deborah. She was like, who's Deborah? And I was like, mom, your name is Deborah. She was like, my name is not Deborah. I was like, what are you talking about? Your name is Deborah. I remember growing up seeing letters saying Deborah. And she was like, oh, that was like my fake name for my fake to be able to work in London. I was like, what?
Real hustler.
Do you know what I mean? Real hustler. Obviously, now my mom is very legal, okay? But she had to hustle.
All legal.
But she literally, I just would see the letters with Deborah thinking, oh, okay, that's her name. But that was
it's mad that you still picked it up, like you remembered that.
That's what she said. She said I was very nosy as a child.
Yeah, the fact that you retain it, you do give nosy.
Yeah, I am very nosy.
Yeah, your nose is pointy as well.
Okay, cool down. You know, fine. But I'm now going to ask you adulting questions according to me.
Okay.
Right? So, I didn't really ask this properly, but I'll ask it again.
English is fighting you too.
English is fighting me. It's coming on to me. So, are you as adult as you think you are? You've already answered no.
Okay.
But this is adulting according to
you.
Me.
So, do I think you're...
No, so I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And I'm going to see what level of adulthood I think you're at.
Okay.
Yeah? Do you have a coffee machine with the pods?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Oh. What, Indy?
No, we don't drink coffee in our household.
Wow.
No, we take ginger shots and drink water to start our day.
I'm sorry. Whatever. If your cream is finished, do you have to like go and buy a cream or do you have like spares in the house ready?
Got spares in the house. Mm. Grateful to all the brands sending the creams and stuff. Thank you guys. So work with a lot of them. So there is no heavy supply.
Do you know where all your socks are?
That's one. I don't know, man. I feel like socks actually are feet. They run off on that one because, like, me even in the year, like, the thing is, I'll buy socks, and then somehow she'll open the package of the box that I came in, then take the socks, and then I'll come back home and be like, yo, has anyone seen my socks thing? She goes, oh, yeah, the package is somewhere there. Package is nowhere to be seen again. I'll be like, yo, You used my socks. So find the box where you put it. And she'd be like, oh, no, but it was there. How's this my fault? I goes, okay, now, hold on. If you didn't open my package and take the socks, there'll be nothing. But because you already opened it, and then it's the thing with socks, where I feel like when you wear them as well, you go and wash them, but then I don't know what happened. Maybe the washing machine eats them or something. They don't come back out.
Story.
And one thing is, I'm big on recycling, I'm big on saving the earth. But one thing I'll tell you is, bro, I have to buy new socks every week. Because I don't know where they go.
Wow.
Shout out Amazon, because they come fast, next day delivery.
I know where all my socks are.
Really?
Yeah.
But I feel like you have like colorful, preppy kind of socks. Or is it just black all and white? Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you're wearing black socks.
I'm wearing black today, yeah, because I have a reason, yeah.
What's the reason? Fashion 101, you know. Fashion 101, but...
I wore black socks today because my washing was upstairs and I couldn't bother to go upstairs to get my socks.
Yeah, I realized women are actually lazy, you know.
No, but I was running...
In the most respectful way.
No, I was running late. So I was like, look.
All of you guys are always
running
late.
My black socks are here.
And that's always your excuse.
Let me just wear the black socks, okay? Let me just wear the black socks. I didn't think anyone would really see it, but unfortunately, Dami has seen it today.
At least your ankles aren't ashy, so it's okay.
Do you know what I mean? They're not ashy. Do you have income protection?
Income protection. Educate me there. What is that?
So basically, it's a sort of insurance that protects you against, like, let's say, you know, you can't work for a little bit or whatever, you're not feeling well, whatever. If you pay insurance for income protection, they'll be able to give you a payout.
Oh, really?
For the time that you wasn't working.
I've never heard of that. No, I don't have that. Should I get it?
I think you should. Yeah. Okay. Or look into it.
Okay.
But yeah, do you have life insurance?
Maybe I should get that one. I should get that one for real.
Yeah, you know, I think you should.
Take care of my peoples, you know, just in case. You never know.
No, you'd be fine in Jesus' name, but, you know.
Amen. No, my God's got me, man. There's too many things for me to do.
Yeah.
Too many great things to do, so I'm not going anywhere yet.
I hear that. Do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah,
Do you use...
Dishwasher that come with the house? Of course, bro. What do you...
You know the different settings on a dishwasher?
Yeah, I actually have learned. I actually learned from my old house. At first, I didn't know, because you know when you open the door, I just used to just put the soap in, press start.
Yeah,
I picked whatever it is, and that's it, start. But now it's like, when you actually look at it, you see all the different functions. Mm-hmm. I even start playing around, but like, one day I'll just do this one, see what happens. So, yeah. But I don't really use it. I'm actually like a manual labor washer. I don't know, I feel like I can really get to the... And I like being with the dishes.
Oh, you enjoy washing
products? Yeah, actually, sometimes it's like...
Therapeutic.
Therapeutic. Mm. But Indy be using that dishwasher, so...
Shout out to Indy. Okay, this is adulthood according to me. It's not too bad.
Yeah, it seems like I'm actually more of an adult than you.
Excuse me?
And you're older than me, so that's kind of crazy.
First of all, I didn't answer any
And you're
question.
A woman, so you're years beyond my time. Just saying. That's the way the world works.
Okay.
It's a women's world.
I've got you a gift.
A gift? It's a medal.
Super glue. Have you ever been in your house and something breaks and you're like, oh, darn it, I wish that I had super glue. Now, today, Dami can go home confidently knowing that if anything breaks, he now has super glue. Super glue for Dami Hope.
I didn't pay you for this, so it's just a part of your sitcom.
No.
That was funny stuff, though. It's good.
But you didn't laugh.
No, I liked it because I was just like looking at... Yeah, I smiled and I was just like shocked because I didn't really... Like, you did that really well as well.
Thanks, man.
Just given it's given Office and them old school American shows where it just comes up. You know when someone's trying to promote something? Super glue and super glue is here. Have you ever had super glue? You know those like old...
Yeah, have you ever had super glue? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's given.
Yeah, that's
Thank
gift.
You, though.
Yeah.
Thank
that's
you.
His adult gift.
Does this work for like, you know, wigs and stuff? If I glued... That was a silly question. I was just
don't
joking.
Think, yeah.
Has a woman ever like been in such need that she's actually tried?
Oh my god, that woman! Yeah,
remember?
Okay, see that hair? It don't move.
She was use gorilla. That's even the toughest one in the world.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Crazy. Damn. Well, we have come to the end of the episode, Dami. Thank you for joining me today. I have no idea how long this episode is, guys, but. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For coming. Guys, thank you so much for watching and listening. You know the vibes, okay? Please make sure you share, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover. Do you get it? I want to be your main thing, the main thing that you think
tell
about,
them, girl.
Okay? And if you are listening, please do not forget to rate the show only if it is 5 stars. If it's less than 5 stars, please keep your ratings for your group chat. Also, You guys know the vibes, okay? If you didn't like my co-host today, please do not use that as an excuse to not come back. This man will not be here next week, okay? He will not be here. Please make sure you come back. I have a new co-host. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Love you. Bye.
Peace.